This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 26. Kingdom Power. Our reading comes from John chapter 18. Then the Jewish leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. But now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, they did not enter the palace, because they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," they objected. This took place to fulfill what Jesus had said about the kind of death he was going to die. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." This scene between Jesus and Pilate is all about the power struggle between them. Pilate thinks he's putting Jesus on trial, but it turns out that Jesus is more interested in challenging Pilate than defending himself. This is the case because Jesus has an entirely different view of power. Pilate is focused on maintaining his position of authority over the Jews. He doesn't really believe that Jesus is guilty, but in the end, Pilate will choose the politically smart thing and hand Jesus over to be crucified in order to keep his power. By contrast, Jesus' power doesn't come from amassing control or preserving his own interests. If it did, then Jesus and his followers would have fought for his release, he said. Instead, real power, kingdom power, is about giving of ourselves for the sake of others. Real power is in the ability to give of oneself so that another may find life. Jesus knows his death will be painful and difficult, but he follows through with a display of power that has never been seen before. All for the sake of this sinful world. As followers of Jesus, we're called to pursue this kind of power rather than the power that the world offers. Are we giving of ourselves in service to others so that they can have life? Pray with me. Lord, help me to display kingdom power in my service to others rather than accumulating power for myself. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.